Now, one of the advantages that the disciples had, the early followers of Jesus had, is that they personally experienced those things. They experienced the ascension. Thomas actually placed his hand into Jesus' side and felt the scars in his hand, the holes in his hand. And Paul, on the road to Damascus, you know, has this life-altering experience where Jesus knocks him down and blinds him, and then he appears to him in this vision, and yet we don't have that advantage. And I guess sometimes I wish we did. I wish, you know,
sure.
not that I want to be knocked down and blinded, Gray, but the fact is that they had such power after these things occurred, after they saw visions and they saw Jesus and they touched Jesus's risen, resurrected body. We don't have that same experience. So how do we appropriate that kind of passion and excitement that we see in people like Peter and Paul after the resurrection, after the ascension?
Totally. Well, you know what? There's a great verse in John that Jesus actually says, it's to my advantage that I go away. To your advantage that I go away. I mean, think about that. How could it be to the advantage that Jesus is not here in the flesh right here, you know, like you're saying, that we touch, feel, see? Well, what happens is then you take that to Acts 1:8, and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You'll be my witnesses, Jerusalem, Judea. You know, you go on. Then you get other verses in Peter that says, you know, I've given you everything you need for life and godliness. So I think the first thing, to answer your point, is the first thing is understanding of the presence of God inside a believer, that the Holy Spirit indwells us, and so he is with us. Now, we don't see maybe the miraculous things, that, as I said in the beginning of the program, that are more descriptive than prescriptive in the book of Acts, but Jesus does live inside of us. So if I can pay attention to that and realize that theologically, then step two, I open up God's word, and I realize he really is speaking to me through his word. This is his, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus is the word. God is the word. He is speaking to us through his word. Now I can take this and put it into action. Then third and finally, then I really am going to see Jesus at work, you know, maybe not physically in front of me standing there, but I'm going to see him at work because I realize the Holy Spirit's in me. I'm trusting in his word and I'm living out my life, praying and seeking God.